Welcome to your five for the day. Have you ever known what it is to be a secret disciple or follower? A friend of mine living in Liverpool was a fan of the football team Manchester United, but he never dare let on to his fellow Scousers, as he would never have heard the end of it. I want to share some thoughts with you today about two secret disciples of Jesus, two men who ultimately came out of the woodwork following Jesus' crucifixion. The first of the two followers was a man called Nicodemus. He was one of the leading religious authorities of the day and a member of the prestigious religious council called the Sanhedrin. He became aware of Jesus and his teachings and miracles and wanted to find out more about him. Where did Jesus originate? From where did he derive his power and authority? These matters challenged Nicodemus, so much so that without standing on ceremony, he found out Jesus one night to have a one-on-one discussion with him. Straight away, the omniscient Jesus recognized that Nicodemus hadn't just come to have academic answers to his questions. Jesus realized he was a troubled soul searching, seeking answers to questions of the heart. Without beating about the bush, Jesus told him simply and plainly that to enter the kingdom of God, he needed to be born again. His learning and status were of no value. He needed a new start. Jesus also shared that beautiful verse with him, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." From later information about Nicodemus, it is evident he put aside all his preconceived ideas of Jesus and embraced him as his Lord and Savior. Maybe, as I'm being listened to today, this is what we need to do in order to come into the possession of new life in Jesus. Had it not been for the death of Jesus, it is possible we would have heard no more of Nicodemus and nothing of his companion and fellow Sanhedrin member, Joseph of Arimathea. Normally after crucifixion, the bodies of those crucified would be taken from the cross and then dumped in the constantly burning fires in the valley of Gehenna, running alongside Jerusalem. This is where the city's rubbish was disposed of, so that the fire was constantly burning, this being one of the pictures of hell used in the Bible. On this occasion, these two men emerged, no longer prepared to be secret disciples. Joseph of Arimathea was a rich man, and in preparation for his own death, had carved out of the rock a grave ready for his own burial. This facility he offered as a resting place for the body of Jesus, an arrangement Pilate was prepared to sanction. As a result, a prophecy was fulfilled written by Isaiah 700 years before the time of Christ. "They made his grave with the wicked, but he was with the rich in his death." I want us each today to face up to the question, am I a secret disciple? Has there been a time in the past when I trusted the Savior, but for various reasons have told nobody? People may see me as different, but don't know why. If that is the case, then why not go public and confess Jesus as Savior and Lord? If your life and eternal destination have been changed since trusting the Savior, wouldn't each of us want the same for our family and friends? Be encouraged by these two men, and let's each of us be prepared to confess our allegiance to Jesus and become a blessing to others. Many thanks for your time with us on Five for the Day.